And then based on this being completed, you're more than welcome to head out, unless you want to hear the other applications that go through.
Should I just stay up here?
Yeah, I think so. We'll see if the other ones, how those go.
Been down this trail before.
Okay, so
are these tires going to be viable for multiple applications if you put one of them?
That's why the site plans show multiple rad centers on there. So the sites are more U.S. cellular. They're going to be owned and maintained by Tower Com. Tower Com is in the business of leasing local real estate, so they want other carriers on the towers.
So, Scott, are we ready for the next one?
Waiting on you.
Okay, 2462 Cedar Hollow Road.
Okay, your next telecommunications facility consists of the same 195-foot tall self-support telecom tower and associated equipment within a 50 by 100-foot leased fenced area to be located at 2462 Cedar Hollow Road, Bradleyville. For the assessor's information, this subject property is 18.3 acres in size with no structures on the property. Project received a total score of 18 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 relative policy score sheet. And the same decision of record items would apply. Here's the submitted plan. And then I've gone to your beacon. Highway 76 is here. Bradleyville, right before Bradleyville, Cedar Hollow Road. Everybody know where we're at? Okay, zooming in as you turn down Cedar Hollow Road. This is Mr. and Mrs. Luck's home, and this is the subject property. You can see the little leased area that's highlighted there. So I would turn it over to the applicant.
So again, same considerations here. A lot of these sites, topography is a challenge. So as you move away from the west lot line, the property drops off pretty drastically. So that's why we're not located further in. But we're still, pretty far away from anybody else's property. The one thing, again, that only just got here, is the coverage map, if anybody wants to see that.
Let's see who speaks on this one.
Okay.
So. Do we have anyone in the audience for or against this application specifically that wants to speak?
What address?
This one is, 2462 Cedar Hollow Road. Which one are you with, sir?
I'm the one with 1200.
Okay.
Highway 160.
We'll keep an eye out for that one. That's the next one. Okay, if you want to come back up, I think. So any specific questions for the applicant here? This seems more like a...
Yeah, it's pretty well
good business
isolated out there.
Need in a isolated area versus what we just went through. So,
any? If that was approved, you would have to go through road and bridge for your entrance?
Yes, sir.
For visibility and the diameter of the culvert,
mm-hmm.
If it does get approved.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Yes, I am Lisa Lux, landowner. So I just wanted to let you know I was here if you had any questions for me.
So did you sign up to speak?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's legal.
Okay. What comments do you have?
We just, we were notified by the company. This is something they were pursuing. So we just did a little research. We handed over the whole situation to a lawyer. He thought it looked, you know, good. I know if there are any neighbors that have any worries that they would share those with us. We do know that cell service is lacking in our area. We have teenagers ourselves, and they don't get service all the way home, and that bothers us. Yeah, so we don't have cell phone service at our church on Highway DD. So just for emergencies, we, you know, keep a landline for that reason there at the church, even though, you know, we're not there.
So do you live nearby?
Mm-hmm. Actually,
in the house?
Yes,
above
we live in the house right there.
Okay.
And then we own the 40-acre
yeah.
lot down here. Not that one, but the one below. So I think we're really the only home that's near, you know. So yeah, the cancer comments tonight, I've done some research on my own, but maybe I should check into that a little bit more, because it is quite close to our home, like you said, because of the drop off of the elevation there. So, but just hoping to kind of increase the cell service and the safety, on that side of the county, which is very lacking. So lots of dead zones. So, and then it would be a, you know, obviously a profitable, you know,
yeah.
Thing for us as landowners, to have that income to lease the property. So, but anyway, I just want to let you know I am here. If you have any questions
awesome.
For landowners.
Any questions? No. Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Thank you. Any specific questions for the applicant? Or are we ready for a motion? No questions?
I'll make a motion. We approve the location.
Motion, and George seconds the motion to approve the application. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? One check mark. Okay, next, 1200 U.S. Highway 160.
Our third telecommunications facility consists of the same 195-foot-tall self-support telecom tower, associated equipment within a 74-by-84-foot leased fence compound, and this location is at 1200 U.S. Highway 160. Per the assessor's information, this subject property is 40.4 acres in size with no structures on the property. The access road to the facility will come in west from U.S. Highway 160. The project received a total score of 4 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. The same set of the decision of record items. Here's the submitted plan for that tower, and then I'll go to our beacon and show you where it's at.
So while Scott's doing that, same tower,
same everything. Again, I have the coverage expansion map if you guys are interested in seeing that. Right now, this area is a giant hole. So this site will cover up Highway 160. It looks like up to Stutz, and then back down towards like Walnut Shade.
So here is the 248-160 junction, and then you continue west on 160. County line's right here. This is our subject property location. State Highway HH that goes to the right. Does everybody know where we are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so again, topography challenges.
On this property, you see this drive and that drawing that was submitted showing it right in the area here.
Okay, sir, this is the one that you were wanting to speak for. You want to come on up?
Yes, thank you.
My name is Russell Bielich, B-E-L-I-E-C-H. I came here against it, and I came here upset. I came here upset because the address on here, 1200 U.S. Highway 160, is my address. That's my 40 acres. No one, are you Mr. Watson? No one sent anything to me about this. I was very upset about that. My neighbor, how I found out, one of my neighbors that did receive this, called me up and says, hey, Russell, do you know anything about them putting 195-foot telecom tower on your property? I said, no, I haven't heard a thing. He said, I'll be over there in a few minutes. He brought me this, saying regarding a request by Joshua Watson to allow 195-foot self-support telecom tower located at 1200 U.S. Highway 160. I got pretty upset because no one had contacted me. The reason why I've got this is because this was my neighbor's copy, and I went into my wife's copier, and I copied off me a copy. Now, that upset me that here it is, they're using my address. No one contacted me. And I figured, what do they think they're going to do, just come in on my property and not say a thing and start putting a tower up? No, sir. They won't do it. But anyhow, we'll get past that. I came in here against it being on my property, but not necessarily against it being in my general area. Then when I signed the sheet over here to be able to make my comment, I saw that it was on Lynn Junger's 40 acres. Is this it right here?
Mm-hmm. Which one's yours, sir, so I can point it out?
I'm all right, 1204 is my neighbor. I'm right here. Let's see. I think this is my property right here. Yeah, this is Lane coming in. 1204 is my neighbor. I don't know who 1206 is. And it didn't, you don't have my address on here, but I think this is my property here.
It shows 1200 up here.
Huh?
See, the 1200 showing up here.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm wrong then. All right. No. This is the lane coming into my house. Yeah, 1200 and 1204. Right, but we don't live here. We live down here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. This comes in off of the highway, comes around, and then this is my neighbor's at 1204 property here. This is his driveway coming to this house. Then this comes on down and dead's into my house down here, somewhere down here. There it is right there. Right. That's my property right there.
Which, that's just a 911 issue that we can go get corrected.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
so
simple.
I was concerned about it. I didn't want to know, on right there on my property there.
I wouldn't either.
Didn't get out looking at it. But I found that it was on the Junger's property. Now, the Junger's property is this 40 acres, which is for sale at this time. Is this 40 acres here that comes kind of down into here? I don't know how far it comes down, but if it's going to be on Junger's property here, it wouldn't necessarily affect me. And Junger's property, there's no dwellings on it at all whatsoever, like I say, and it is for sale right now. If it's going to be on their property, especially if it's going to be up here close
right
to
here.
The highway,
yeah.
It's not going to. Because I'm going to be way down here. I'm 7/10 of a mile off the highway down here to my house is 7/10 of a mile. So if it's on Junger's property, which is right here, far enough away, I don't know that it's going to affect me. So I'm therefore not necessarily against it. But after listening to all my neighbors around me and submit my name as being against it, because I don't want to go against it. Now, if it ends up being put up there, like I say, it's not necessarily going to affect me, but I need to stand by the thing.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And do we
may I ask one more
sure.
thing, please? Sir, on Junger's property, we're about on there where you plan on putting it.
Yeah.
Show me where you plan on putting it.
And I think, Scott, you have a...
Right there.
Right, okay, right in there. Yeah, so if it's going to be...